verse number 12. Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse number 12. I don't have the link to give you, so just try to find it on your own. Adi Lila, and let's begin. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Adi Lila of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, verse number 12. Mahavishnur Jagat Karta Mayaya Sujatyadaha Tasyavatara Evayam Advaitacharya Ishwaraha. Lord Advaitacharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. So, this is the beginning. Thank you, Ratan. This is the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj has composed 14 Sanskrit slokas as the mission statement of his book. And so, there are 6 verses about Lord Chaitanya, 5 verses about Lord Nityananda, 2 verses about Advaita Acharya, and 1 verse about the Panchatattva. So that was the first of the 2 verses about Advaita Acharya. Now we go to the second one, verse number 13. Advaitam Harinad Vaitad Acharyam Bhakti Sangshanat Bhaktavataram Isham Tam Advaita Acharyam Ashraye. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. So those are the 2 verses that Krishnadas Kaviraj composed as mantras to glorify Advaita Acharya. Now for your next section, there's 3 parts to this class. So the next one is the chapter summary of Adi Lila, chapter number 3. The chapter summary of Adi Lila, chapter 3 is where I'm going to read now. So if you want to quickly go there in your books, or in your Veda base. Okay? So I'm going down to the last paragraph of the summary. There are 3 paragraphs. The 3rd and final paragraph of the chapter summary goes as follows. Advaita Acharya was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya's father. He felt sorry for the condition of the world because even after Lord Krishna's appearance, no one had interest in devotional service to Krishna. This forgetfulness was so overwhelming that Advaita Prabhu was convinced that no one but Lord Krishna himself could enlighten people about devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Advaita requested Lord Krishna to appear as Lord Chaitanya, offering tulsi leaves and Ganges water. He cried for the Lord's appearance. The Lord, being satisfied by his pure devotees, descends to satisfy them. As such, being pleased by Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya appeared. So we have done the 2 verses, and this was the chapter summary of this section. So now we will begin the main part of today's class. So Adi Lila, chapter 3, verse number 92 is where we're going to pick up. So now we're going to study this whole section of this 3rd chapter. All right, so Adi Lila, chapter 3, verse number 92 is where we were going to, where we are going to begin. Adi Lila, chapter 3, verse 93, if you want to follow along. So, excuse me, verse number 92. I made a mistake. Verse number 92. Sorry about that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. So let's now pick up. Advaita Acharya Goswami is an incarnation of the Lord as a devotee. His loud calling was the cause for Krishna's incarnation. Whenever Sri Krishna desires to manifest his incarnation on earth, first he creates the incarnations of his respectable predecessors. Thus, respectable personalities, such as his father, mother, and spiritual master, all take birth on earth first. Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, Srimati Sachimata, and Srila Jagannath Mishra all appeared with Sri Advaita Acharya. Purport. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends in his human form, he sends ahead all his devotees, who act as his father, teacher, and associates in many roles. Such personalities appear before the descent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Before the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there appeared his devotees like Sri Madhavendra Puri, his spiritual master Sri Ishwara Puri, his mother Srimati Shachi Devi, his father Sri Jagannath Mishra, and Sri Advaita Acharya. Text number 96. Advaita Acharya having appeared, he found the world devoid of devotional service to Sri Krishna because people were engrossed in material affairs. Everyone was engaged in material enjoyment, whether sinfully or virtuously. No one was interested in the transcendental service of the Lord, which can give total relief from the repetition of birth and death. Purport. Advaita Acharya saw the entire world to be engaged in activities of material piety and impiety without a trace of devotional service or Krishna consciousness anywhere. The fact is that in this material world there is no scarcity of anything except Krishna consciousness. There, Prabhupada is repeating the words of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Let us continue. Material necessities are supplied by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. We sometimes feel scarcity because of our mismanagement. But the real problem is that people are out of touch with Krishna consciousness. Everyone is engaged in material sense gratification, but people have no plan for making an ultimate solution to their real problems, namely birth, disease, old age, and death. There, Prabhupada is quoting from Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. These four material miseries are called Bhava Rog, or material diseases. They can be cured only by Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the greatest benediction for human society. Very good, Ratan. Keep up the good work. Nice. Text number 98. Seeing the activities of the world, the Acharya felt compassion and began to ponder how he could act for the people's benefit. Purport. This sort of serious interest in the welfare of the public makes one a bona fide Acharya. An Acharya does not exploit his followers. Since the Acharya is a confidential servitor of the Lord, his heart is always full of compassion for humanity in its suffering. He knows that all suffering is due to the absence of devotional service to the Lord, and therefore he always tries to find ways to change people's activities, making them favorable for the attainment of devotion. That is the qualification of an Acharya. Although Sri Advaita Prabhu himself was powerful enough to do the work, as a submissive servitor, he thought that without the personal appearance of the Lord, no one can improve the fallen condition of society. In the grim clutches of Maya, the first-class prisoners of this material world wrongly think themselves happy because they are rich, powerful, resourceful, and so on. These foolish creatures do not know that they are nothing but play dolls in the hands of material nature, and that at any moment material nature's pitiless intrigues can crush to dust all their plans for godless activities. Such foolish prisoners cannot see that however they improve their position by artificial means, the calamities of repeated birth, death, disease, and old age are always beyond the jurisdiction of their control. Foolish as they are, they neglect these major problems of life and busy themselves with false things that cannot help them solve their real problems. They know that they do not want to suffer death or the pangs of disease and old age, but under the influence of the illusory energy, they are grossly negligent, and therefore they do nothing to solve the problems. This is called Maya. People held in the grip of Maya are thrown into oblivion after death, and as a result of their karma, in their next life, they become dogs or gods, although most of them become dogs. To become gods in the next life, they must engage in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, they are sure to become dogs and hogs in terms of the laws of nature. The third class prisoners, being less materially opulent than the first class prisoners, endeavor to imitate them, for they also have no information of the real nature of their imprisonment. Thus, they are also misled by the illusory material nature. The function of the Acharya, however, is to change the activities of both the first class and third class prisoners for their real benefit. This endeavor makes him a very dear devotee of the Lord, who clearly says in the Bhagavad Gita that no one in human society is dearer to him than a devotee who constantly engages in his service by finding ways to preach the message of Godhead for the real benefit of the world. The so-called Acharyas of the age of Kali are more concerned with exploiting the resources of their followers than mitigating their miseries. But Sri Advaita Prabhu, as an ideal Acharya, was concerned with improving the condition of the world situation. So I must say that this purport that Prabhupada has given us is so apropos, especially for these days and age that we're living in here in America. It amazes me time and time and time again. Prabhupada's purport are always relevant and they're always spot on. So I would like to offer my respects to Srila Prabhupada for delivering this hellish world of Kali Yuga by coming to America and promulgating the Krishna consciousness movement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text number 99. Advaita Acharya thought, if Sri Krishna were to appear as an incarnation, he himself could preach devotion by his personal example. In this age of Kali, there is no religion other than the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. But how in this age will the Lord appear as an incarnation? So there's no purport, but I would like to go over this statement by Advaita Acharya because it is so nice. So the Bengali, Nama Vinu Kalikale Dharma Nahi Ar. Kalikale Kaiche Habe Krishna Avatar. So the first thing Advaita Acharya says, in this age of Kali, there is no religion other than the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. I love this. So we're not Hindu, we're not Muslim, we're not Christian, Jew, this, that. This has no bearing. We're not interested in this stuff. Here Advaita Acharya is telling us, there's no religion other than the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So whether you're Christian, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, if you're chanting the name of the Lord, now you're religious. But if you're not chanting the holy name of the Lord, even though you claim to belong to a certain club, according to Advaita Acharya, no. There's only one religion in the age of Kali, the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But how in this age will the Lord appear as an incarnation? He will explain that. Let us continue. I shall worship Krishna in a purified state of mind. I shall constantly petition him in humbleness. Two things here. It's not mentioned just now, but elsewhere in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Madhya Lila, when there is a discussion between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and another devotee. At this time, Sarvabhauma was not a devotee. He was still an impersonalist. Lord Chaitanya had just arrived in Jagannath Puri, and when he entered the temple, he fainted. So Sarvabhauma was not yet converted. He was still a big impersonalist Mayavadi. And he had a discussion, I believe it was with his son-in-law, who was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, and there was a discussion, because the devotee was telling him, the son-in-law was telling him, that Lord Chaitanya is the incarnation for the age of Kali. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, no. In the age of Kali, there's no avatar of Krishna. And Sarvabhauma was correct. There's no avatar mentioned in the scripture for the age of Kali. But then the devotee said, there is an avatar. It's called Yuga Avatar. And that Yuga Avatar brings the process of religion. And that Yuga Avatar is this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are correct that there's no Leela Avatar of Krishna or Vishnu in the age of Kali. But there is the Yuga Avatar. And this Yuga Avatar is this Lord Chaitanya. And so there was this discussion back and forth. And later Sarvabhauma was converted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us continue. Text number 102. My name Advaita will be fitting if I am able to induce Krishna to inaugurate the movement of the chanting of the holy name. Purport. The non-dualist Mayavadi philosopher who falsely believes that he is non-different from the Lord is unable to call him like Advaita Prabhu. And that's another point that I wanted to say about the previous sloka. That there was a song in the 60s by Jim Morrison of the Doors. And he would, in that one song that he wrote, he was screaming in his song, "You cannot petition the Lord with prayer." So obviously he was an atheist, because he was screaming it, "You cannot petition the Lord with prayer." Now, someone like me, throughout my whole life, even before becoming a devotee of Krishna and a follower of Lord Chaitanya, as a Catholic, I would always petition the Lord with prayer. And so many time after time after time, the Lord definitely heard my prayers. So I was always very annoyed when that song was played, because I knew better. And then when I found Srila Prabhupada and the devotees, and I started reading Bhagavatam, Krishna book, then it was confirmed. Yes, you can petition the Lord with prayer. Our whole Hare Krishna mantra is a petition. And what is that petition? O energy of the Lord, O Lord, please engage me in your service. So Jim Morrison, you are wrong. You can petition the Lord with prayer. Let us continue. Advaita Prabhu is non-different from the Lord, yet in his relationship with the Lord, he does not merge with him, but eternally renders service unto him as a plenary portion. This is inconceivable for Mayavadis, because they think in terms of mundane sense perception, and therefore think that non-dualism necessitates losing one's separate identity. It is clear from this verse, however, that Advaita Prabhu, although retaining his separate identity, is non-different from the Lord. So here's an example of Achintya Veda Veda Tattva, that something can be simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached the philosophy of inconceivable simultaneous oneness with the Lord and difference from Him. Conceivable dualism and monism are conceptions of the imperfect senses, which are unable to reach the transcendence, because the transcendence is beyond the conception of limited potency. And the name of Krishna, which means that, is called Adhokshaja. So that is the meaning of the name Adhokshaja. The actions of Sri Advaita Prabhu, however, give tangible proof of inconceivable non-dualism. One who therefore surrenders unto Sri Advaita Prabhu can easily follow the philosophy of inconceivable simultaneous dualism and monism. Text number 103. While he was thinking about how to propitiate Krishna by worship, the following verse came to his mind. And this is a very, very nice verse. Talasi dalamatrena jalasya chulukenava vrakrinite swam atmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsalaha. Sri Krishna, who is very affectionate toward his devotees, sells himself to a devotee who offers him merely a tulsi leaf and a palmful of water. And whenever I read this verse, I think how wonderful Srila Prabhupada was, that he gave us in our movement, ISKCON movement, the daily worship and praying to Srimati Tulsi Devi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. In fact, I feel inspired to sing that bhajan. If you will please forgive my offenses and allow me to sing. Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Eyabilasi Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Eyabilasi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Ye Tomara Sharanaloy Taravancha Purnahoy Kripa Kori Korotare Vrindavana Vasi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Eya Vilasi Morae Abilas Vilas Kunje Diovas Nayane Devo Sada Yugala Rupa Rashi Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Eya Vilasi Enide Dhanna Dara Sakti Ranu Gacha Koro Seva Adi Kara Diye Kara Nija Dasi Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Eya Vilasi Dina Krishna Dasi Koi Ena Mora Hai Shri Radha Govinda Preme Sadayena Basi Shri Radha Govinda Preme Sadayena Basi Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Eya Vilasi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Thank you for allowing me that ecstasy. Thank you. So, one thing I'd like to point out in this connection is that these webcasts for me are very special because I get to do things that I can't necessarily do in other venues. So when you come online, when you participate, when you encourage me, I cannot repay you for the ecstasy that you allow me to experience. It's all because of you. So I would like to give you all a blessing and thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me this ecstasy and being there for me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let's get back to the reading. Sri Krishna, who is very affectionate toward his devotees, sells himself to a devotee who offers him merely a tulsi leaf and a palmful of water. Text number 105, 106. Advaita Acharya considered the meaning of the verse in this way. Not finding any way to repay the debt he owes to one who offers him a tulsi leaf and water, Lord Krishna thinks, there is no wealth in my possession that is equal to a tulsi leaf and water. Thus the Lord liquidates the debt by offering himself to the devotee. Considering in this way, the Acharya began worshipping the Lord. Purport. Through devotional service, one can easily please Lord Krishna with a leaf of the tulsi plant and a little water. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 26, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or some water, patrang pushpang palang toyam, when offered with devotion, very much pleases him. He universally accepts the services of his devotees. Even the poorest of devotees in any part of the world can secure a small flower, fruit or leaf, and a little water. And if these offerings and tulsi leaves and Ganges water are offered to Krishna with devotion, he is very satisfied. It is said that Krishna is so much pleased by such devotional service that he offers himself to his devotee in exchange for it. Srila Advaita Acharya knew this fact, and therefore he decided to call for the personality of Godhead, Krishna, to descend by worshipping the Lord with tulsi leaves and the water of the Ganges. Thinking of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, he constantly offered tulsi buds in water from the Ganges. He appealed to Sri Krishna with loud calls and thus made it possible for Krishna to appear. Therefore, the principal reason for Sri Chaitanya's descent is the appeal by Advaita Acharya. The Lord, the protector of religion, appears by the desire of his devotee. So Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author, follows the same format as the six Goswamis, who followed the same format as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they preached, they would make a statement and then immediately corroborate that statement by quoting from the Vedas. So here, Krishnadas Kaviraj has given us a conclusion. Therefore, the principal reason for Sri Chaitanya's descent is this appeal by Advaita Acharya. And then he says, the Lord, the protector of religion, appears by the desire of his devotee. So now, he's going to back it up with this quote. Twang bhakti yoga paribhavita ritsa roja ase sutek shittapato nanunata pungsan yad yad diyatu urugaya vibhavayanti tat tad babu pranayase sad anugrahaya. O my Lord, you always dwell in the vision and hearing of your pure devotees. You also live in their lotus-like hearts, which are purified by devotional service. O my Lord, who are glorified by exalted prayers, you show special favor to your devotees by manifesting yourself in the eternal forms in which they welcome you. This is a very, very informative and interesting verse. And Prabhupada's purport to this verse is simply splendid. So please follow along as carefully as you can. This is so nice. Prabhupada says, this text from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, chapter 9, verse 11, is a prayer by Lord Brahma to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna for his blessings in the work of creation. Knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood from the descriptions of the Vedic scriptures. For example, the Brahma Sanhita, chapter 5, verse 29, describes that in the abode of Lord Krishna, which is made of Chintamani, or touchstone, the Lord, acting as a cowherd boy, is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Mayavadis think that the devotees have imagined the form of Krishna, but the authentic Vedic scriptures have actually described Krishna and his various transcendental forms. The word Shruta in Shrutekshita Pata refers to the Vedas, and Ikshita indicates that the way to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is by proper study of all Vedic scriptures. One cannot imagine something about God or his form. Such imagination is not accepted by those who are serious about enlightenment. Here, Brahma says that one can know Krishna through the path of properly understanding the Vedic texts. If by studying the form, name, qualities, pastimes, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Godhead, and one is attracted to the Lord, he can execute devotional service, and the form of the Lord will be impressed in his heart and remain transcendentally situated there. Unless a devotee actually develops transcendental love for the Lord, it is not possible for him to think always of the Lord within his heart. Such constant thought of the Lord is the sublime perfection of the yogic process, as the Bhagavad Gita confirms in the 6th chapter, verse number 47, stating that anyone absorbed in such thought is the best of all yogis. Such transcendental absorption is known as samadhi. A pure devotee who is always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the person qualified to see the Lord. One cannot speak of Urugai, the Lord who is glorified by sublime prayers, unless one is transcendentally elevated. The Lord has innumerable forms, as the Brahma Sanhita confirms, Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. The Lord expands himself in innumerable swangsha forms. When a devotee, hearing about these innumerable forms, becomes attached to one and always thinks of him, the Lord appears to him in that form. Lord Krishna is especially pleasing to such devotees in whose hearts he is always present because of their highly elevated transcendental love. What a beautiful paragraphs Srila Prabhupada has given us. So nice. This Chaitanya Charitamrita is so special because these purports, Prabhupada condenses everything and gives you whatever it is you need to know in a very concise form. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Text number 112. The essence of the meaning of this verse is that Lord Krishna appears in all his innumerable eternal forms because of the desires of his pure devotees. So not only is Prabhupada explaining, but also Krishnadas Kaviraj is also explaining. So if you read this Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will get a very good understanding of Krishna consciousness, because everything is explained either by Lord Chaitanya either by Krishnadas Kaviraj, what to speak of, it will definitely be explained in Prabhupada's purports. This Chaitanya Charitamrita, for many, many years, was the only book I read. When I was working outside in a regular job for about 7 years, this was the only book I read, was Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it gave me great solace and got me through many dark nights and days working in the material world. So I have great love and affection and appreciation of this Chaitanya Charitamrita. It kept me alive. Text number 1413. Thus, I have surely determined the meaning of the fourth verse. Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, appeared as an incarnation to preach unalloyed love of God. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So tomorrow, when I give class in the evening in New Dwarka, I will continue to speak about Advaita Acharya as we read about it in the Adi Lila chapter 6. So that will be tomorrow's class. For now, I would like to do one bhajan in ecstasy. So let me get my tabla going. And let me find an appropriate bhajan to sing, because I am feeling very, very inspired. This Chaitanya Charitamrita always inspires me in a very special way whenever I do. So let us do a song about Lord Nityananda. Let's do that song. This is called Boro Sukher Kabar Gai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sangeet মহাজনে কাছে যায়, আমার সঙ্গে চলো মহাজনে কাছে যায়, কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায়, তুমি কিনবে কৃষ্ণ নাম, তুমি কিনবে কৃষ্ণ নাম, তুমি কিনবে কৃষ্ণ নাম, তুমি কিনবে কৃষ্ণ নাম, দস্তরি লইবে আমি পুরনাহামে কাম, দস্তরি লইবে আমি পুরনাহামে কাম, কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায়, বড় দয়াল নিত্যানন্দা, বড় দয়াল নিত্যানন্দা, বড় দয়াল নিত্যানন্দা, বড় দয়াল নিত্যানন্দা, শ্রদ্ধা মাত্রে লয়ে দে পরমা আনন্দ, শ্রদ্ধা মাত্রে লয়ে দে পরমা আনন্দ, কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায়, একবার দেখলে চক্রে যাও, একবার দেখলে চক্রে যাও, একবার দেখলে চক্রে যাও, একবার দেখলে চক্রে যাও, গোড়া বলে নিতাই দিন সকল সম্মান, বলে নিতাই গোড়া নিতে সকল সম্মান, গোড়া বলে নিতাই দিন সকল সম্মান, কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায়, জৈন শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা, জৈন শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা, জৈন শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা, জৈন শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা, জাতি ধন বিদ্যা বল্লা না করে অপেক্ষা, জাতি ধন বিদ্যা বল্লা না করে অপেক্ষা, কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায়, আমানি চাঁদে মাইয়া জাল, আমানি চাঁদে মাইয়া জাল, আমানি চাঁদে মাইয়া জাল, আমানি চাঁদে মাইয়া জাল, গিয়ে থাকো বানে থাকো না থাকে জঞ্জাল, গৃহে থাকো বানে থাকো না থাকে জঞ্জাল, কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায় কৌদানি ছায়, আর নাই কো ফলে ভয়, আর নাই কো ফলে ভয়,
look at your translation to that song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur from the Vaishnava Siddhanta Mala. He says, I am singing news of the greatest happiness at the place known as Sura Vikunj in Sri Navadvip. The marketplace of the holy name has now been opened, a and Lord Nityananda himself is the proprietor. Such wonderful things are going on in that blissful marketplace. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is selling the pure holy name wholesale, merely for the price of one's faith. Seeing the assembly of devotees eagerly waiting to purchase the name, Lord Nityananda first examines each of them to test their qualification. Then he sells them the name by bargaining for his price accordingly. Oh, my dear friends, if you really want to buy this pure holy name, then just come along with me, for I am now going to meet this Nityananda Mahajan. So who wants to go with Bhaktivinoda Thakur and purchase this holy name? All in favor say, Hari Bol. Thus, you will finally be able to acquire the pure holy name. I will also take my due commission, and in this way all three of us will fulfill our desires. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is so extraordinarily merciful, accepting only one's faith in the holy name. He bestows the topmost divine bliss. And when Nittai sees a tear welling in someone's eye upon chanting the name of Gaur, he instantly gives his support to that person. Indeed, he bestows all divine opulences. He gives that person genuine realization of the pure teachings of Sri Krishna as found in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. While displaying all this inconceivable mercy, he pays no attention to one's caste, material wealth, mundane knowledge, or physical ability. Now, dear friends, please reject all of Maya's entangling snares. If you are a householder, then just remain at your home. If you are renounced, then just live in the forest. Either way, nothing more will trouble you. We no longer need to fear the terrible age of quarrel, for the most merciful Lord Nityananda gives the holy name to anyone and everyone, even to the lowest of men. Bhaktivinoda loudly calls out and proclaims to all, other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no shelter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.